622-1320-WILS. Let's get back to what's happening in D.C., where we're waiting to see if the Senate will pass this health care bill. President Trump today tweeting, quote, "I cannot imagine that Congress would dare leave Washington without a beautiful new health care bill fully approved and ready to go." Roger Abramson is here. He is a, he's the counsel for Ameriflex. It's myameriflex.com. And he is here, general counsel at Ameriflex. Hey, Roger, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah.
Great to be here.
What do you make of things? How's it looking for you in terms of the passage of
looking,
any healthcare?
Looking very, very negative with regard to any legislation passing, particularly this bill. I think the latest number that I'm getting and seems to be bandied about in the press, seems about right, is there's 10 Republican senators who are now refusing to jump on board, and a few of those are kind of bandwagoners, where it's getting to the point where they're up to about six or seven. So I'll throw my name in if I'm a senator and say no. Mm-hmm. Looking very negative.
What does that mean then for health care here if this does not get through?
Well, it means that for day to day folks that the regimen that we're under now, which is the Affordable Care Act and also known as Obamacare, with the marketplace and so forth, it remains. There's no set self implosion point on the Obamacare statute. It goes on as it goes on, and things are what they are for better or for worse.
Okay, I note that the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services issued data today showing a 38% decrease in applications by insurers to sell health plans in the Obamacare individual markets next year. What does that mean?
It means that slowly but surely, you're going to see carriers and kind of start pulling out, as we've seen. You're going to see availability of options decrease, which we've already seen. We saw that deadline pass about a month ago with regard to carriers sitting there in counties and offering the Medicaid coverage and stuff. Carriers are kind of, they're pulling out where they can. This is, I've used this metaphor before on this show, and I will continue to do so. Implosion is an overstatement. It's more like leaves falling off a tree in September and October. And
Are we just in September?
I'm down south, so you guys are up there. So let's put this late September, early October for you guys.
Okay.
How about that?
So we have maybe another month or so of a few leaves on the trees.
Yeah, in this very tortured metaphor I'm giving you here, but the fact of the matter is, as a lawyer, I've never actually seen a beautiful piece of legislation. I would like somebody to compliment me on something I've written as beautiful, but I know what he's trying to do. This is one weakness for President Trump, and even supporters would probably acknowledge this if they're being honest. And this is not a parliamentary system. And when I say that, this isn't like the United Kingdom, where you have the prime minister who kind of runs everything. It's a totally separate branch, and he can only bully pulpits so much. Only one third of the senators are up next year. Another third aren't even up until 2022.
Right.
So they don't really care if it's going to be negative to them. They don't have a lot of pressure on them. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
So is any plan that comes out of the Senate better than the current system we have in place?
Well, that depends on your perspective. I mean, I've said this before on the show as well, and they're starting to admit it. I had said a long time ago, it didn't look like Republicans had been prepared for Donald Trump to win the election, and now President Trump, and they're kind of caught flat-footed. And
he would support anything that they hand him. I mean,
I think he would. I think he would. I think he would. I'll say he's very pragmatic in his own way, and he'd be happy to have just something to say. Well, we repealed it, replaced it. Let's move on to something else.
Hmm.
But senators don't operate like that. They got to go back home to their individual states. They've got people protesting, rightly or wrongly, and he doesn't have to deal with that until 2020. So, and he doesn't have a lot of pull with them right now. He needs to kind of, what I would recommend, if you're asking me, which he is not, I'd go back and read a little bit about President Johnson back in the early 60s, who knew how the legislature works. That's where he came out of, and learn how to go over there and lean on some folks. But he hasn't learned that skill yet. Maybe he will sooner rather than later.
So this repeal and replace ever doesn't work, what needs to happen in your views? Is there any urgent need to take action right now?
Is it urgent? The healthcare system, as it is under Affordable Care Act, will continue to kind of plod along. We'll sit around with about 1 out of 10 Americans still without health coverage. That is a fact. While the Affordable Care Act cut the number of uninsured by half, mostly through Medicaid, there's still about 1 in 10 uninsured. And basically, we're going to wait for the political window to open up. I think his advisors around him, President Trump, that is, have essentially said that this is speculation on my part, just for the record. Well, if they don't pass it, we move on. We focus on immigration and trade and the things that we want to talk about. And maybe this time next year, as a few more leaves fall off the tree, if I may, there'll be more political motivation to do something. It's not going to fall apart tomorrow, but it's going to continue deteriorating, and that's where we are.
And in terms of the impact, you'd say is the worst right now. What in the system as it's set up now? What's the most damaging aspect that it's doing to healthcare here?
I would suggest that right now it's happening on the margins with regard to the counties, and we're looking at about 1 in 5, 1 in 4 counties in America, largely rural counties, not surprisingly, that are sitting with no choices or just one choice of a carrier in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why you're not seeing a lot of reaction among folks in some places in the media. It's not just political, but the media tends to be urban-oriented, mm-hmm. so it's not affecting them. It'll start deteriorating from there.
So when you're saying when we see these marketplaces really hit in some of the more populated places, but we've heard McConnell say he thinks we may need to step in and bolster the exchange system. Do you think that could work to somehow encourage insurers to get
in? I think that would be a Band-Aid, and I think it would certainly be a short-term Band-Aid, but there are structural problems. If you do that, the marketplaces certainly need help. There's no doubt.
And probably what does help means? Money? Is that it?
Yep. At the end of the day, you know, it's ironic, but Republicans who their brand is not throwing money at stuff, that's going to end up being what they do. I'll bet you. Did you put that Band-Aid on there for the next year or two? That's what we're talking about. Not me personally, but in D.C. to put a Band-Aid on those marketplaces to get those carriers back in a couple of those places and see where we are. Maybe this time next year. That's not great, but that may be where we are.
Roger Abramson, general counsel at Mariflex. Roger Abramson, right here on 1320 WILS. Find him at mymariflex.com. Roger, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. Thank you to listeners.
Thank you. 6:30. This is 1320 WILS.